On the opposite page, I wrote the buts that got in the way of my heart's desires. I knew them all too well. I want to go on vacation, but I don't have any money. I want to, but I can't because, ugh. Given what I had just been through in New Jersey with that trip to Maui I didn't take, I'd been more sensitive to how my mind played the role of Debbie Downer to my heart. I already know this game, I thought. Yet, as I was writing the buts to all my desires, I could feel this instant discomfort that grew in intensity quite quickly, and suddenly I wanted to run out of the room. What was happening? It was a very heavy, oppressive feeling, and my head started to hurt immensely. Kyle was going around the group to check in. As people were talking, I was consumed by this horrible feeling, my tears building, my head exploding, my heart breaking. Then, a tsunami-sized wave of emotion began to rise up, much like nausea. You know what's coming, and there's nothing you can do but hold on. At some point, I blurted out, "I need help." Kyle turned around, and I had a complete and total meltdown. Huge drops of tears fell down my cheeks onto my journal pages. At the peak of my embarrassment, Kyle asked me what was going on, and my answer was filled with sheer terror, as if someone was about to drown. "I have to know what I'm doing, what I'm supposed to do next. I have to leave here with a plan, because if I don't have a plan, I won't know what to do. And if I don't know what to do, then I can't make any decisions. And if I can't make any decisions, then I'm going to go broke, and the whole thing will be for nothing, and I'll be a complete failure." As the words spilled out of my mouth, I heard the absurdity of it all. I couldn't even believe I had just said that. That wasn't going to happen. What was I talking about? But the pressure of getting it right and coming home with a tangible plan that would give me the answers I was looking for, that would set out my calendar for the next 3 months, if not year, that would answer the years-long question about whether or not I should do another radio show that paid, when I should go back to Alaska, where, if at all, I should get a job, what to teach again, what event to do, was crushing me. The release I felt, vomiting it out of my mouth, was unmistakable. My goddess, what was I doing to myself? So much pressure to get it right, to figure it out, to have clarity. Clarity. Gotta know. Gotta have answers. That's what I believed. I needed clarity, which meant I believed I didn't have it. In fact, I was confused, which was clearly a problem when you're supposed to have clarity. No wonder I cracked. Who could live under such pressure? And don't tell me that stupid thing about the pressure needed by a piece of coal to become a diamond. I didn't want a diamond. I wanted a clear path to a successful life, and not just any life, my successful life. I was mortified by this outburst. I just couldn't believe it was happening. It felt like I had an enemy inside me. As Kyle worked with me, I kept calling this voice, this entity, this thing, she, not wanting to be her, pushing her away, resisting this mess. My judgment of what was happening was so harsh, I wanted nothing to do with it. Kyle kept asking me, "How do you feel?" But it was all in my head, and I was getting so angry at him for asking me that stupid question over and over again. How was it not obvious how I felt? I did my best to stay present as the strength of what was happening pulled me apart. As I was writing this book months later, I could feel my mind trying to reach back into that night to remember what else happened, but I couldn't. There was this mental expectation as I wrote that I had to capture everything, and that simply wasn't possible. I mean, how could I have maintained the writer's focus with all that was going on inside of me? I was on some sort of trip, so deep inside the caverns of my body, my mind, my heart, my soul, my life, that whatever senses I used to retain and recall were nowhere to be found that night. Because of that meltdown, I learned so much about my mind, the way it thinks, and how sabotaging it had been all this time. I wanted Kyle to take it away. He looked at me the whole time, holding a tremendous presence, unwavering to the power of the voice that was coming through me, blaming him. He had no attachment to it at all.